Talking about things that we should always do and being thankful and praying, things that we should always do as the people of God. Tonight, I want us to talk for a few minutes on being zealous for God, always. And when I was thinking about this, as I was putting it together a few weeks ago, things began to change as I began to think more on other passages of Scripture. In Galatians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 is the text that I initially was considering and still am going to consider that, because when we think about the people of God during the time of Paul and how Paul was actually getting on to the Christians there in a very stern way, because they have allowed certain teachers to come in and actually take them away from the gospel truth and causing them to submit themselves to the law of Moses. And these were Gentiles who were not under the law of Moses, have never been under the law of Moses, and yet were convinced to be circumcised as though they were. And that's not good. And Paul was actually getting on them because they were zealous for these Judaizing teachers instead of being zealous for Jesus Christ and the gospel. And it caused me to think about how, if we're going to be zealous, we need to be zealous always, as Paul says, in a good thing. Well, what good thing? The gospel. Moral living, upright living, excellence. And it caused me to think about, well, what does zealous mean? What does it mean to have zeal? Well, the word zealous, the word zeal, is the idea of exerting oneself to keep warm or feeling for or against, to desire one earnestly. And so that caused me to think about some passages in the Old Testament. Turn your Bibles to the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, and verse number 12 and 13. And when I thought about this passage, I thought about my good friend, Brian Braswell, and the look that he was probably going to give me when I went to this text. And the reason why is because the children of Israel, the priests, had a responsibility to make sure that the altar didn't burn out. Their responsibility was to keep the wood on the fire for the altar. Why? Because God always wanted his people to have the ability and the access to come and offer a sacrifice or offering. And so that told me something. Well, if the priests were responsible for that, they needed to keep that fire going. I thought about zeal. We need to keep the fire going. Keep the fire going for the Lord. And sometimes we allow our wood to get wet. We allow people to put out our wood. Okay, that's fine. But that's not fine. You need to keep that fire burning. And as the priests had the responsibility to keep the fire burning, friends, we have the responsibility to keep the fire burning as well. There's so many things we allow to put our fire out for the Lord, our zeal, when the Bible demonstrates to us that we need to be zealous always in a good thing. Sometimes those good things are not really what we want to be good in, but we need to be. We need to learn how to deny ourselves. So let me give you something to consider. What should we truly be zealous of? Paul would tell the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31, you need to desire the best gift. You need to be zealous for the best gift. They were vying over the spiritual gifts. When Paul said the best gift is love, that's what you ought to be zealous for. You ought to be on fire for that. But it caused me to think about something that James Wood and I was talking about the other day. And he texted me about virtue, excellence, moral excellence. You know, we ought to be on fire to be a morally excellent people. People ought to be able to see us and say, I want to be like that, because that person is morally excellent always. And so we should be always zealous to do God's will. But look at Galatians 4. Look at verse 17. And friends, we have to be careful. As the people of God, we have to be careful when people want to separate us. Brother Royce, it's a shameful thing when you got people that want to separate Christians. or they want to take a Christian and put him in a corner, or say, hey, follow me, get away from the group. Watch it when people want you to get away from the group of God. Get away from Christians. Be careful. That's what these Judaizing teachers were doing. They were separating them from the Christians and then teaching them something separate and apart from the gospel. And Paul, on one occasion, said, what hindered you? You ran well. What are you doing? Don't do that. Stay on fire. So in Galatians 4, verse number 17, he says, they zealously court you, but for no good. Yes, they want to exclude you. They want to separate you from the group that you may be zealous for them. Be careful when people want you to make their name look great. Friends, we're in the business of making Jesus look great. Amen. That's why we're in this business. We glorify God. We esteem Jesus Christ. And so that caused me to think about, if I'm going to be on fire, I need to be on fire to live for the one that died for me. And that's Jesus Christ. So I'll leave you with these. Always, we need to always be zealous, on fire for God. Four things. Number one, we need to always be on fire to seek opportunities to encourage one another, to build up one another in the most holy faith. Friends, there's enough discouragement outside these walls. When we come here, we ought to be encouraging one another, building up one another, helping one another, admonishing one another, being real with one another. Number two, we need to sincerely enhance each other's lives spiritually. And number three, we need to be shaping one another's attitude to be genuine. Friends, we need more of that. If we're going to be a set apart people and have that zeal always, I need someone that's going to say, you know what, you're doing okay, you're doing good, keep it up. But I also need someone to get in my face and say, you're not doing good, you need to shape up and do right. Amen? Amen. Well, Brother Mike, that's not politically correct. That's not good, Brother Mike. Yeah, it is. As my mom would say, son, I would rather put this belt on you than watch that cop put that billy club on you. Because at least I'll stop. Amen. Finally, we need to be spiritually fighting for one another's soul. The more I thought about this, we need to have a fervent zeal for God, for his will, and we need to always have it. But Brother Mike, you don't understand my situation. I hear that all the time. I've been doing this 28 years. I hear it all the time. As if your situation is different than everybody else's. It's not. It's not. Peter said the brethren in 1 Peter 5 and verse number 9 are going through the same thing that you're going through. Everybody's going through the same thing. And everybody has the same issues. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. We deal with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Every last one of us are dealing with the same thing. And every last one of us got 24 hours in a day. And every last one of us got 7 days in a week. Every last one of us has an opportunity to stand before Jesus Christ. Every last one of us. But I've learned, Brother Chad, you know what I learned? It's your attitude. Our attitude is going to determine our altitude. Some of us need to have a better attitude toward Jesus, toward the Word, toward life. Friends, God has been good to us. Amen. And if nothing else good happens in our lives, he's given us salvation. He's given us the church. He's given us the Bible. He's given us breath. Let's be thankful for it. Let's be thankful. Let's have a zeal to do God's will. If you're not a child of God, we want you to consider. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. And God will do something amazing in your life. He'll forgive you for everything you've done wrong, add you to his son's church, the church of Christ. Live faithful, and he'll say, well done. Maybe you're a child of God, and you haven't been zealous. Matter of fact, your water's wet, or your wood is wet. One thing that I can't stand is when I know I'm going to barbecue one day, and Brother Brian, I don't put that wood up. And it gets kind of moist, and it takes a long time for it to start burning. Now I got to wait. Friends, don't wait. When you know your wood's getting wet, call on a brother or a sister and get that encouragement. Because if your wood gets wet, you'll leave the church, you'll leave the Lord, and you'll lie to yourself and say you're okay. As we stand, as we sing the Savior's invitation.